Hi, and welcome to Scientium's quarterly market update. I'm here with Nigel Baker, the founder of Scientium.
Hi, Amy, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. So let's kick it off with the ASX has ignored higher interest rates.
Yeah, so Amy, what we wanted to run through for is really the market update for the end of the quarter, end of the year. So it's been a big financial year. So for on this podcast, this goes out to the Scientium users and also all the firms that white label that this content's available. So these regular updates, plus we've got a written report as well, is shareable and it can also be made as a white label version. So before we get into that, for those listening, interestingly, it was quite a positive year overall. So as you said, Amy, the ASX ignored the higher interest rates. As we all know, interest rates have gone up considerably over the year from 0.85% up to 4.1%. And we thought, or people expected, equity markets to fall, but in fact, they went the other way. And the ASX 200, which is the largest 200 companies on the Australian Stock Exchange, are up 14.8% for the 12 months. So probably a good outcome for investors, but probably a bit unexpected as well.
Yeah, interesting. And so gains across developed markets?
Yeah, so developed markets outside of Australia, most investors have diversification across international markets as well. And we saw the US market up 19%, Europe up 15%. Really interestingly, Japan up 15.1%, and they've had a pretty flat market for many years now, and emerging markets up 6.9%.
Excellent. And so the bond market versus central banks?
Yeah, we've seen government bond yields rising over the last quarter. And now, again, with inflation and interest rates going up, we're obviously seeing government bond yields higher as well, and those yields have actually been increasing quite steadily. When yields go up, unfortunately, that means the price of bonds can go down. So for bond investors, they might have seen a negative return, total return over the last 12 months, but their running yield, so the income they're receiving from those bonds, is now a lot higher, and some of them well above 5%.
And inflation has been falling since October 2022.
Did you say really? Inflation has been falling? Well, it has been falling, but obviously only over the last quarter. So the annual inflation rate in Australia dropped to 7% for quarter one. It was 7.8%, so it's actually dropped a little bit. Surprising. We all know things are going up. Cost of living has gone up, and that's a huge topic on everyone's minds across Australia and the world. Inflation has been the main concern of reserve banks and central banks. And you see it. If you go to the petrol, if you go to buy lunch, if you go to the grocery store, everything's going up. Even 7% seems quite low, really. You're seeing a lot of prices go up more than that. But thankfully, we're seeing a bit of that trend falling now, where it's steadied, I suppose is probably a better word, which is better than it continue to go up. So maybe the interest rate rises are starting to work.
Okay, and so the question on everyone's lips is, are the interest rate hikes over yet?
What do you reckon, Amy? What do you reckon?
I don't think so.
Yeah, let's hope so, but looks like they're still on the way up a little bit. Reserve banks here and around the world are looking at still probably the last Reserve Bank meeting. They did put them on hold. The US is likely to put their rates up again, which will probably force our hand a little bit. I think Reserve banks are still very cautious about inflation and probably more likely to tighten, which means increased rates, tight money policy again. So we might see rates go higher. At the moment, they're 4.1%, and that's the Reserve Bank rate. So unfortunately, many people are now starting to get their dreaded bank from a letter from their banks, where they've been locked in at rates below 2%, and now getting letters where they're well and truly above 6%, some even above 7%. So certainly time to look at your mortgages, make sure you're refinancing, but rates are probably going to stay a bit higher for some time.
Okay. In the Australian economy, it's healthy but slowing?
Yeah, that's right. The Australian economy is still pretty healthy. It expanded 0.2% quarter on quarter in the first quarter of 2023. So that's not a lot, but at least it is a period of growth. Household consumption is still increasing despite the persistent cost pressures. And the GDP growth rate is still expected to stay positive. So people talk about recession all the time. That is a negative quarter of growth. And you normally, depending on your definition, need a few quarters of growth to call it a recession. So at the moment, Australia's hanging in there. No recession just yet.
Okay, and on to some market returns.
Yeah, let's go through some of the data. So if we look at across the year, for the 1 year, cash up 2.9%, which and that's increasing. Australian bonds and global bonds, very low returns as a total return. So Australian bonds 1.2 and global bonds minus 1.2. So for bond investors, that's a bit of a shock when they expect bonds, often called fixed interest, to be steady. And what we've seen is interest rates increasing rapidly. That means the price has dropped in the short term. For long-term investors, nothing too much to worry about. It's quite rare. The last time that happened was 1994, where you've had negative year in bonds, and now we've got much higher running returns or yields from bonds. So, you know, it's starting to look better from a cash flow point of view. Australian equity market, as we talked about, was up 14.8%. Developed markets, which is pretty much everything other than Australia, up 22.6%. And the hedge, so if you're investing in overseas markets, you've got currency exposure. An investment that hedges that currency, takes away that currency exposure, and they were up 16.6%. So the gap there is the fact that the Australian dollar depreciated against the US dollar, and emerging markets are up 5.1%. Almost there. Australian real estate trusts were up 8.1%, and global real estate trusts only up 0.2%. So overall, you'd be pretty happy with that, really. In the year that we've come through, I think when you look across the board, most you know, most investors will have had a fairly positive return over the 12 months.
And so over to US markets.
Yeah, so an interesting thing in the US market, and this is a constant discussion point, is the concentrated nature of returns. So when interest rates started to go up, we saw those technology companies, the FANG, as they're often called, which is the Facebook, Amazon, and the like, they fell, but now they've bounced back really heavily. NVIDIA, which is one of the big stocks in the US, is a semiconductor company. It's up 192% for the year. So if you picked one stock, yeah, you'd be happy with that. But obviously, we don't advocate people holding just one stock in a portfolio. But that NASDAQ 100, so the top 100 technology companies in the US, up 37.4%, so quite a high concentration of returns in that tech sector. The tech sector has certainly come back with a vengeance. Now, there's lots of global data here. Amy, we will share this on the site as well, this report, which is actually, well, it's about 12 pages long, so lots more data here. If you're really interested in the detail, sectors, so we've got data on all the different sectors from, you know, communication services down to utilities and energy, financials, etc., around the world and the different performances. And we look at the different factor performances as well between small, value, etc. Value last year outperformed the other sectors, for example, but in the US it was still a story of large outperforming. So there's more information there. We won't go through all those details. Interestingly, though, I think what is on a lot of Australians are back traveling, so the US dollar, Australian dollar hasn't helped. The Aussie dollar is down a little bit at the moment against the US dollar. So for those heading off, as many are traveling, not such a great time to be traveling. But after 2 or 3 years of not being able to, we can understand everyone wanting to jet off. Another thing there, obviously, is interesting is the gold price. We've seen gold price quite strong, and commodities have been pretty strong. But some of those commodity prices are starting to weaken.
All right, thanks, Nigel. Thanks for being here today.
Well, thanks, Amy. Thanks for the chat. I hope that's been helpful. And again, we'll have more information on the site.
Thanks very much.
Thanks. So thanks so much for listening in to today's podcast. Just remember, it is general information. If you need personal advice, please seek an advisor or go to our website, cntm.com.au, log in and we can direct you if you need more help. Also, we just want to remind you, if you're loving this stuff, please like and subscribe and share it around. We're really enjoying spreading the word around Super and hope you enjoy it. So please do like and look out for the next episode. Cheers.